I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Okay, so today is a big day because we have guest co-host, the Matt McConkey, joining.
Hi.
Deanna is unfortunately out of town, but I have
Mrs. Chang.
Beautiful mug to look at, and I can't be happier.
I came in the roughest shape, unshaven, which normally is a good look on a man, not on me.
But you're being unfair. I think it's really real nice.
I did wear a Drake shirt for our youth.
I didn't even catch that reference.
What
does
it
mean?
It's an OVO shirt, so it's just you just have a subtle owl embroidered on it.
Okay.
Which I don't even think our guest appreciated because she's too cool.
She's too cool for Drake,
yeah.
I think. And what is OVO?
OVO is October's very own. And I can't believe this hasn't come up on the podcast.
I'm sure it has.
That's his label, and I think he's born in October, so that's why it's called that.
I am too. I should have known that.
Yeah, I'm OVO.
I am OVO. Oh, I'm going to write that to myself on my birthday. OVO.
Yeah. Well, we have a dream guest.
Pinch me today.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I think we're both fans of the TV show
time.
Casual.
And especially of this cast member in particular.
She plays Laura. Her name is Tara Lynn Barr.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a ripe young age of 22.
Plays 16.
Plays a 16-year-old, very believably.
Looks 16.
Yes.
But in her soul is possibly 45?
I think that's about right.
Yeah. But like a cool, like your cool like aunt who's 45 and...
She's with it. She's hip. She gets references. But you know, she's going to... What concert did we see her at on the Instagram?
Oh, she went to Brian Wilson at the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, I mean, that's too cool for me.
Yeah. Well, let's get her in here and see if she can hip us up.
Yeah, let's get casual.
OMFG!
Hi, I'm Emily with OMFG, and joining me is special co-host Matt McConkey.
Hey, guys.
The Now Hear This podcast festival is coming to the Los Angeles area this October.
Oh, baby, if you love podcasts and comedy, you want to be there.
Come see great comedy shows like Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, and with special guest Lauren Lapkus.
I've never heard of those shows. Just kidding. They're the best podcasts in the world.
Plus see storytelling podcasts like The Moth and Criminal.
Also, Marc Maron will be there. He's going to be sharing some of his favorite behind-the-scenes moments from WTF.
Step up to a VIP pass to rub elbows with your favorite hosts and meet and greets, sit up close in reserved seating, grab a drink in the VIP lounge, and get some more special perks, if you know what I mean.
And I think I do. Tickets are on sale now for Now Hear This. It's October 28th through the 30th in Anaheim, California, which is just a short ride from LA. It's also where Disneyland is. So, you know, treat yourself.
Go there. Get tickets and see the whole lineup at NowHearThisFest.com.
OMFG!
Tara, welcome.
Hi, thank
you. OMFG.
Very much. I'm very happy to be here.
We're so delighted to have you.
I'm delighted to be had.
Thank you.
You were lost outside, a wandering babe in the woods, but
I was.
Emily
so
had to go and
that.
Rescue
walked
you.
Walked into the wrong building.
A lot of guests do get lost, so don't feel bad. It's a very confusing building.
Okay, I was actually really glad because I had to pee really bad when I got here, and actually, the exit off the 101, the Sunset exit where the Denny's is, I've stopped at so many times to go pee that particular Denny's. It's like a landmark
kind of
in my book.
How does the bathroom rate there? Is it like
it's not great. It's not great.
Yeah,
is that surprising at all?
It's an emergency only situation.
It is. It's not like the norms on La Cienega where I've seen literally poo smeared on the wall.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But it is. It's up there with terrible bathrooms. But it's a toilet. For me to pee in.
Right.
And that's
it'll do the trick.
You, yeah.
And will you ever stop and be like, oh, I'm going to have a, I forget what those.
Grand Slam?
Grand Slam.
No way. No way.
No.
If you go to a place specifically just to like
urinate?
Empty your bladder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I feel like it'll never be a place that I'd want to go
you
to
wanna leave
eat
that
food.
Behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Now, Matt, does poo smearing on the wall happen in men's bathrooms as well?
I can't say that I've never seen it, but it's been a while. But I also haven't been to that Denny's in a long time.
The thing is, it's a very deliberate act.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not you accidentally, like, it flung on the wall and you tried to clean it up.
Yeah.
This is a really great conversation. I'm glad we're having it.
It's fascinating,
Saturday
though.
Morning.
It's like, what are you going through that, like, that's the decision that you made in that moment?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I have been very, very drunk and done terrible things, but I've never had the impulse
to
do anything.
Well, to touch your own poo is really,
right.
You
yeah.
know, you've got to really be
there's like a
of
dark,
the earth.
And there's a darkness to it.
There's
you know
a real
what I mean?
Darkness.
There's
I mean, literally.
Like, I want to study the people who think it's cool to smear their poo on bathroom walls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real fuck you to the entire universe.
I think so. I think so as well. Yeah, I'm glad
definitely.
That we got this out of the way.
Yeah.
Because it was on my mind. It was eating at me.
Look, don't go to Norm's on La Cienega. We've learned some
right.
important things so
right.
far.
But do go to the Denny's.
The Denny's off of the 101
and
Sunset is a good place to urinate and such.
The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity, that was the
That's
name that
the
I was
one.
Trying
what
to
is that?
Grasp. I actually don't even know, but I think it's an item you can order at Denny's.
Or it was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still a Denny's.
It's been a while since I've been to
it
one.
It sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Fresh
it's
and fruity,
Rudy
you
Tooty.
Can't go wrong with those two words. I'd
but
like
now
to
I'm
eat
thinking
those
Rudy Tooty doesn't
Tooty,
sound great.
No, it doesn't.
Sounds like you
especially
might be smearing some poo on the wall after a Rudy Tooty.
That's what they do. That's when you order it. They
That's how it
they
ends.
They serve it fresh.
I'm glad we've solved
yeah.
how that poo got smeared all over
so,
the place.
Tara, you are in Casual.
I am.
The Hulu hit.
Oh, hit.
It's a great show.
Thanks.
It's so good.
Thanks, guys. That's
and
so nice
you
to see.
And you play Laura.
I do.
Who I like to think of as the young Blanche Devereaux of Casual.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Do you know, you get that reference?
I absolutely fucking get who Blanche
Yay!
Devereaux
Okay,
In
good.
In fact, I've been watching a lot of Golden Girls. I should be catching up on, like, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and watching.
Sure. Oh, start with
you
the
can
classics.
Do that much.
I know, but it's I watch the Andy Griffith Show way too much, and
oh,
I watch.
Wow.
I'm probably the worst person to have on this podcast. To be honest,
we actually said
quite
that.
Honest.
We were like,
you're
the least
soul.
The least youthy youth that has ever been
yes,
on here.
Which yeah. is which is I think a curse to be quite honest. But thank you, Blanche Devereaux. This is very much a compliment.
Wow.
But now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe not quite so much a compliment.
Oh,
she's
no, definitely.
Very promiscuous. She's promiscuous.
She's promiscuous, but she.
She's
but
sex positive.
I think, yeah,
sex
more
positive. Thank
sex
you. That's
positive.
So much
a
better.
A term I think I probably learned from this podcast.
Yeah, no slut shaming in this room.
No.
That's
no,
right.
Not at all.
And in a time when I don't think, you know, old women were, you know, given that sexy label, she really
she
came
owned
for
it.
It.
She was
she
a hot
in.
Piece. Yeah,
really
she absolutely
hot
was.
And not afraid.
Also, that entire show, I'm glad we're talking about Golden Girls on this podcast.
I literally
it's
have Golden
show.
Girls written down as
so
I wanted to ask you about references from my childhood and see, like, where you landed with them.
Okay.
Golden Girls was one
Golden
of them.
Golden Girls, let's just talk about how amazing that show was for the seasoned adult community.
Oh.
So
oh
incredible
God.
Talking
like
about.
It.
Like putting their parents at homes and seniors not getting benefits and
that's
eating
right.
cat food and having to shop at the Goodwill and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I think kind of really important, and it's something that we haven't even seen nowadays.
No, there's nothing like it.
I mean, Hot in Cleveland, maybe,
yeah,
but I
but
wasn't,
they
I didn't
were,
watch Hot in Cleveland.
Nobody
so
did, but they were younger. They were younger
we
than
TV
those
Land.
Characters. Oh, we do. I mean, God bless them. But, yeah, it was like life doesn't have to end after 50.
Right.
No, yeah, like you can
like some
have
of the dudes they had
life.
Rolling in to
yeah.
their to
Hello.
Their Florida home was
oh my god
did
they
you
were
spicy.
Know that in the pilot of Golden Girls there was a fifth character that then they wrote off and he never appeared again
oh a man
who
they
needs
had
a man
they,
on that show
they had it well, well he was the if they did need a man he was probably the right man because he was a gay Latino like chef? I think he was like their assistant or chef
that's
or
live-in.
Like,
I think that's so great considering they have to like share a home.
Yeah.
A smallish
yeah,
home that
but
they're
they
like,
can
but our
a
personal chef.
I mean,
Or we could think they choose to live together, right?
I honestly, I do think they choose to live together.
Yeah, I am now thinking, like, what's their rent situation? Yeah. What's their—
But remember that one episode? Remember that one episode when they thought they were going to lose the house?
That's right.
Because they were going to lose benefits of some sort. So, I don't mean to be, like, the devil's advocate, but I am absolutely going to be the devil's advocate.
No, you're like a Golden Girls historian.
I want you to get the facts straight, is what it is.
So, old shows is a big thing for you, it sounds like?
Yeah, what else do you like?
Yeah, I like, well, not, I mean, not completely old shows, but I love the Andy Griffith Show. I love Golden Girls. I love, my best friend got me into Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it's shitty because, like, I wish I had that drive to be updated on more modern shows, but the shows that I end up being gravitated towards, like Buffy, are always not old enough to be, like, cool and kitschy like Golden Girls. They're like Buffy that's, like, kind of still new enough, but, like, not old enough for it to be, like, a cool, hip thing to watch.
But that's
and, like, way too
cool
old for me to be like, did you guys see the last episode of Buffy? Like, let's talk about it, please. Because everybody's like,
they're like, no spoilers. I'm 10 years behind on TV, but no spoilers.
So Buffy. Buffy's a big one.
Yeah, it's a cult classic, too. I mean, did you ever get into
Buffy? I never got into Buffy, but I got in. I'm curious, like, about your level of awareness about a couple other things from kind of that time period.
Hit me up.
Well,
this is good.
I mean, this isn't easy. I'll start you light. Okay. Friends.
Friends, never watched.
You've never watched
it? You know what I do? Sometimes I put on Friends if I'm, like, getting ready for bed. And I live in alone with my cat, so I put on, like, I'm like an old person. And I put on the TV or, like, music to pretend, like, there's somebody else in the apartment with me. It's super sad.
You're like, I'll be right there, Rachel Green.
So Friends was never a thing for me. But I absolutely understand the appeal.
Well, there's, like, a phenomenon now, you know, that, like, your generation is rediscovering it because it's on Netflix, and the draw for them is they're like, oh, it's so fascinating to see, like, friends who are just hanging out and, like, they don't have any devices and, like, they actually just have to talk to each other. And
they weren't on their phones.
Crazy.
It's crazy, actually.
Yeah, it's like an anthropological study, essentially.
And is that your experience, like, when you hang out with your peers, or do you make an effort to, like, connect like a human being?
I try always to connect like a human being.
You're doing a great job here.
Yeah,
thanks.
This is fantastic.
Thanks very
much. A lot
of
eye contact.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay, it's been hard.
Nice.
There's so much going on this table.
That's right.
There's a lot to look at in this room.
And Matt is gorgeous.
Pretty.
Unshaved and looking really rough.
I really appreciate it.
You know what's the joke about that? Is that you're not shaved.
That's exactly right.
For the people who aren't here in the room looking at him.
Right.
He's got some scruff.
He's Stubbles. Stubbles McConkie today.
It's not a great look, but you guys are very sweet.
I was sharing a beautiful day with my best friend, Mary, and we were on the Huntington Beach.
Shout out to Mary
Lopez.
What up?
Hey, girl. I will send her the link to this, and she's going to be so excited. We were at the Huntington Beach Pier, and she was staring at her phone, looking for Pokemon. And it was like me and her, and I'm not shaming you, Mary, I promise, but I'm kind of shaming you a little bit. And there were like weird little like packs of young like nerdy dudes, which is nothing wrong with that.
No,
but I kept looking at her like, Mary, it's a beautiful day. You want to look for Pokemon? You go hang out with your new best friends over there, okay?
Yeah,
because they're all doing it too, probably.
It's absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I could see it on their face. I recognized it right away. It was like
there's a look.
Like these are your new friends. Go have fun. Call me when you're.
Did you ever dip a toe in it, or it was
never,
just not for you?
No,
immediately?
I just you know what it was like. I don't need. There's enough stress in my life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That sometimes are just things that I create for myself with my own brain. But catching Pokemon is just not a priority in my life right now.
You don't have to invent obstacles. You're like,
no,
there are plenty.
No, I can. I'm trying to catch that paper. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Oh,
okay.
Aren't
that
we
is
all?
Smart. Smart
thank
for 22.
You. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you already working on season 3?
No, we work on season 3. We start early next year, and
It
should be out. It should be out summertime.
And
next
so,
summer.
How are you spending your time off?
Trying to be like a productive, creative human being.
What does that mean?
And I know. It's very vague because I don't really know myself, quite frankly. Just like reading a lot of scripts and auditioning and meeting and like trying to. I started doing yoga.
Oh.
And it's fucking, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a yogi now.
Oh no. Wow. How did it happen?
Because I don't know, I'm the worst. I'm the worst person for this
I've
life.
I've never gotten into it. Do you yoga?
I've dabbled. Yeah. I've popped in here and there, but it's not for me either. I don't want to be alone with my thoughts.
My big issue. Yeah. My big issue with it is first of all, I'm just naturally very inflexible, like in my body, not in my mind. Very flexible in many ways, but I can't touch my toes. So already I feel like there's an obstacle in front of me. But then with all the namaste and the everything, I'm like, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
The first yoga class I took at this place that I've been going to, when they said namaste, I had to stifle laughter because I was like, oh, my God, she said it. Oh, geez. What do I do?
That's
I say
a punchline in so many things.
It is such a punchline.
I always used to go, I'm nasty. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't say it. I was like, I'll just say another word that sounds like it.
I went to a class yesterday, and the transformation was complete because she leaned over and she's like, namaste, touch your thumbs to your forehead, to your third eye.
Okay.
And I said it in the most, sincere from my heart. Like, okay, so namaste means the light in me bows to the light in you, which is basically acknowledging you as a human being on this earth and what you have to offer to this earth and hoping that you acknowledge me. And I said it and I fucking meant it.
Oh my God.
I was frightened.
You're like, what happened to my irony?
I know. I was like, I'm such a cynic. How did I become this person? And so I got in the car and I had to turn up L7 or something to clear. Just to clear the sweetness and the goodness from my mind.
Return to the dark place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I needed it. This is why I'm dressed like this today. I'm dressed like a homeless
person. Tara is wearing a really cute social distortion tee. She's dressed, I would say, casually.
Very casual.
Very casually.
With a choker.
With a choker. Yeah. That is super, it's like a 90s thing. I know, I feel like chokers look good.
They're totally hot right now.
They are very hot right now.
And I'm in the wrong here.
I'm not one to feed into trends, but I'm also absolutely one to feed into trends.
You just want to look cute, whatever that means, right?
And also the idea of being basic.
Oh,
I'm air quoting right now.
Yeah, there's air quotes happening.
There's so many
very important air quotes.
That's such a loaded term.
Basic?
It's such a loaded term, and I feel like there's nothing wrong with wanting to, you just have to live your own life.
Yeah.
And if you want to wear something because you think it's cute, then you should wear it. And I have glitter on my fingernails. And I think that's
she
a cool
has a
thing.
Subtle sheen.
It's
by
just
the way.
Yeah, it's very
oh,
subtle.
Yeah.
It's
I can't
not
even see the
crazy.
Glitter from here.
She's also got a delicate ring
beautiful.
Bracelet. Is that what is it? What are those?
Yeah, what are those called?
I stole it from my friend. I don't know, and I looked it up online to see if I could buy more because I'm really obsessed with it. It's although my cat really loves to chew on it, which is not cool, but I shower with, I can't even feel that it's here. It's essentially, I'm going to try to describe it to you sitting at home. Not in the room with us. It's like a bracelet and then a ring, and then there's a string or a beaded chain attaching the
That's
ring
right.
to the bracelet.
Yep.
And it's really I feel like when I wear it at yoga, I feel like I'm extra yogic.
It does feel very
in a yoga class.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I feel and when I go out to Warrior Two and I extend my arms and stuff, I feel like I'm really owning it.
You really are.
Thank you.
It's the most yogi piece of jewelry you can, which I mean, is it, the highest compliment.
I didn't pay for it either, which is amazing.
I told my friend, this is a great lesson in life. Steal what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't acknowledge the fact that you asked your friend if you could borrow it and then never mentioned it to her that you still had it, even though she was going back to Brooklyn the next day.
No, never.
So, yeah.
And then talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah, just some life.
And be like, I laugh at you.
If you ever find yourself in that super specific situation, just follow the steps that I've laid out for you.
Oh, God, and I definitely want one now.
They're cool.
And I feel this is where I know that I'm, not only just girl-crushing a little bit too hard on you, but I'm like, maybe I should give yoga another try.
I know. Now I'm like, maybe yoga is cool.
I know. I'm like, namaste.
I don't want to influence you guys. I don't want
to. That's exactly what you're here for.
However positive this influence may be, I don't want to, especially because I'm probably the biggest. I assume the biggest asshole in my yoga class at any given
probably.
Given day.
That's a very high bar for
probably
assholes.
Probably not.
And I even gave in and I bought a pair of yoga pants, which I really hate.
Lululemons?
No, Lululemons.
That's where you draw the line.
That's the basic.
No,
but also yeah. I love Lululemon.
Do you?
I think they look great, but I don't like fabric that close and constricting on your private parts. I feel like is just not like a thing that I want to.
Yeah. But so you brought like a maybe thicker yoga pant that's
quite
gonna
thick,
conceal.
Quite thick, and I bought a size too big as well. Just because
so they're a little baggy.
They are a little bit baggy, okay. which I'm okay with. I mean, I'd rather it was just sort of it was.
Look, it's not a look at my junk show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
yoga. That is the Lululemon thing, right?
Right. It's
just
like
speaking of junk, can I just say I listened to Matt LeGrand's
fantastic
episode.
Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, great app.
First of all, and second of all. I need – if he ever starts a podcast where women go on and talk about vaginas, I need you to give me his contact information or vice versa because –
Emily
has full body chills.
I have full body
right
chills
now.
Because this is my passion. But okay, go on.
I'm so fascinated by. I mean, whenever like BuzzFeed comes out with a new listicle about like women, 27 women talk about their vaginas and they have like little quotes about their vaginas and what makes their vaginas different and special.
Right.
I'm so
you just click through the whole thing.
So in love with it. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I screenshot it and I send it to my best friend and I'm like, literally me. another basic trait of mine.
Okay, but I have the saddest story.
What? Oh. What is that?
That happened to me just this week.
Oh, oh no!
And
bring
it's
us
about
down.
Vaginas.
Oh no.
Oh no!
Okay, I have a friend, and I'm not going to name her, but bless her soul, she's 43 years old.
Okay.
Oh God.
She did not know.
No.
That there are two holes, one which you pee out of, and the other. For other activities.
Oh.
Why? And I was like, I just don't understand. But you've never heard of like a urethra? And she was like, I just thought you peed out of your main hole, like a hole in the main hole. I didn't realize it was like a butt. And I was like,
wow.
Blown away.
Wow.
And this is the problem with women and their vaginas.
I even know that, I have literally never seen one. what I really like about Matt LeGrand's approach is that like he's a gay guy as
right,
well,
yeah.
but he's not interested in vagina shaming, which I did a lot in my. I thought it was like a funny bit to be like, that's disgusting.
Gross, but it's
like,
vaginas are the worst.
Yeah, there's enough of that out in the world. I don't need to.
They're super fascinating, and that makes me really sad because does she know that like her urethra and her clitoris are like.
Probably not.
Sort of,
what I mean? They're friends. They share a home. I don't know.
And I want to know what else she's overlooked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How did she find out? Did she mention like, oh, I was peeing out of my...
No,
my...
I brought up, like I made some like stupid joke about the two holes. And she was like, what are you talking about? There's only one hole. And I was like...
She's like, you're talking about that?
I thought she was kidding. Like, I was like, haha, one hole, haha. Yeah, I get it. What?
No.
Like, I'm like, but you know there are two, right? And she did. She just didn't. And we
That's
had to go
so
over
sad.
It like multiple times. I had to bring up pictures. It was like so sad.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm glad that you took the time to educate
it
her.
It was important. I cleared my meetings.
Yeah, that's a day's work.
I said,
right
agent,
there.
Call me back.
Yeah.
I have to go right now.
Much more pressing matters.
And
at hand.
Show some vagina diagrams to my friend here. But also,
wow.
I feel like there's nothing. It's not like a condescending thing to pull up a picture and be like, hey, you need to know this. This is something that is one – that is a part of you.
Yeah.
And I don't – like, lady, take a hand mirror down there. It's
Absolutely.
Not like it's hidden in the world of your own vagina. It's right there, you
yes.
know?
But there are too many voices who have just been like, that's not, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
not –
Keep
in
that
the,
to
you
yourself.
Keep that shit under
yeah.
wraps.
Yep, that's right.
Wow.
You know what it is? It's because they're so amazing and magical. People are intimidated by it.
It's
That's
a
right.
portal to a whole other
Absolutely.
Universe.
Absolutely. It's been written about for ages and ages about being this magical, mystical thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are afraid of it.
Wow.
When you talk about seeing the light in me, you're actually talking about my vagina.
My vagina
urethra.
Sees your vagina.
Yes.
Exactly.
Namaste.
So can you tell us kind of just like your backstory before, like, where were you before casual?
I was, I grew up. I went to high school in Orange County, like Huntington Beach area. Oh,
so okay. You were actually like in a high school?
I was in like real high school.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Amazing. I just like, yeah, I sort of wanted to make it a priority just because I knew a lot of like actor kids who were homeschooled and they were perfectly lovely and a lot of them were very normal and well adjusted, and then there were a few that totally turned
me off
to the entire yeah absolutely yeah. It turned me off to the idea entirely. So I graduated high school, like I went to homecoming and I went to prom, and it was like a very cool normal experience. And I did a couple jobs, film and a little bit of TV, and then I got casual
because you were already working as a high school student.
Yeah, I was, but it was sort of like. It was like, I want to work as much as I can without me having to drop out of school and go to, like, professional children's school, yeah. which to me is just, like, makes me want to vomit a little bit.
But and other – your classmates weren't weird to you that they knew you were an actress?
That's so funny because I was always, like, a really uncool kid or just
really?
Sort of invisible to begin with.
No
and
way.
I was.
Hard to believe.
I know. You, like, light
Thank
up
you.
This whole room.
So sweet. Yeah. I don't know. I had, like – body issues and self-esteem issues, and I didn't like to...
Yeah, I mean, that just goes hand-in-hand with growing up, right?
I mean...
Thank you, yes, yeah. absolutely. Yeah. And I, as soon as I did do... I did, like, Disney Nickelodeon when I was, like, 12, 13 years old, and then suddenly people were, like, very, very nice to me.
Right.
And that was my first taste of, like, oh...
People are
okay.
gross.
People are really, yeah, they're a little slimy.
So you had that awareness. You were like, I know who my real friends are.
Yeah,
people
absolutely.
Who are just nice to me because I'm on TV.
Yeah, which, you know what? It's so great to have people be nice to you in
sure.
general. So I was never like, bish... Mm-hmm. Like swerve, like we're not friends. Like I was never like a piece of shit to them. But I was also just like keeping a distance
yeah.
and just sticking with the people that I knew me best.
Nice.
So I graduated high school. I went to college for a year at this place called Chapman in Orange County, and it was this little private school. It was really great, and I had a really good time there, but they wouldn't let me act. And I was like, oh, this place is so expensive. I don't know how I'm gonna pay for it. I'm already here on scholarship. I'm already missing school to go to like film festivals and mm-hmm. to work and things like that. And it's either I lose my academic scholarship because I miss too many classes
mm-hmm.
or I I'll have to drop out because of that. I wouldn't be able to afford it. Or I drop out with dignity and to just like do it myself, and
yeah.
which I did after a year. And it was...
You're like, I guess I should go do the thing that
right.
I'm going to college to do later,
to do.
But even though I can do it now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was, okay, so I was at Toronto Film Festival, like in the first 2 weeks I was at school, mm-hmm. and I was there for like 5 or 6 days. And I told the dean of the theater department, I was like, can you please, like, you need to give me credit for this, please. Like, this is, I really want to be here, but I also really have to do this.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't give you credit, but we will take credit for you.
Oh,
she
wow.
said in like a really joking voice, and I was like, oh, gross.
No.
I was like, I mean, I'll be back in like a week, but this is not, this is a thing now.
No, I don't like that. And especially if you're going to like a small private school, they should really work
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, and they were
that's ridiculous.
They were lovely people, and they were just really close-minded about actors actually going out and acting.
Yeah.
Which is so shocking to me.
Yeah.
So I dropped out after a year, and then I moved up here, and it's been A-okay ever since. I got this cool show, and I like everybody on it, and I feel really spoiled because everybody's really incredible.
It's such a dream cast. Like
oh,
these are all like real actors.
Yeah, I think so too. And I know that every other job I work on after this is going to be, no matter how great the material is, there's no way that every actor who comes on a set, everybody in the hair and makeup trailer, every producer, every writer, every director is going to be as totally cool as
yeah.
they were on
yeah.
this show. So I'm bracing myself for the worst, hoping for the best, of course, but I'm deeply cynical. So
we were talking about Twilight before this,
that's right.
before we were rolling, and like I was curious if you like your career. So like your career has a lot of like cool factor already, like you're on like a, you know, a critically acclaimed show, and you were on Aquarius before this, and you've
yeah.
done cool indie
it's
films.
It's like a lot of edgy, cool
yeah.
things.
And we were wondering, like, if that if you were like, I'm not going to be on, like, a dumb teen show, or if this just is the way
you
it
know what
happened.
I was going to say, I honestly think it's just the way it happened, because I auditioned for a lot. And I auditioned for a lot of stuff.
In that realm.
In that realm.
Okay.
And I honestly think the people who are making the hiring decisions don't look at me and think like, ooh, bankable. Like, they don't see like dollar signs when they look at me, which is perfectly fine.
Do you come in the Social Distortion shirt and the Doc Martens?
I don't. I mean, if it calls for it, absolutely I do.
Okay.
Because I most often wear nothing else but this. Like, I wear ripped shorts and Doc Martens 5 days out of the week. And the other
great
2 days,
look.
I'm wearing pajamas mostly.
Also a great look.
But thank you. I appreciate it. I feel like the people who hire me are just a little bit more open-minded because I don't look like fucking Jessica Alba. You know what I mean? So I feel like—
Jessica Alba
wishes she looked like a short squatter version
gorgeous.
Of— thank
we
you.
We were
That's
actually
nice.
Saying that. Before
like,
came
wow.
In.
Wow.
Cute as can be.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
thanks, guys.
A stunner.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No,
what else?
It's a shame that this is an audio program.
I know.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. But, yeah, so I guess the people hiring me are just they're just different. They have different value. They have a different idea of what they want in an actor.
They're wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Their loss.
Yeah, they that's jammed straight. I want you to say it, and I'll just nod my head.
We'll come to the next audition with you for, like, I don't know, Casey Undercover or something like that, and we'll just be like,
do you see?
You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's
thank you.
Amazing.
Do you want a star or do you want some bullshit? We got a star.
That's very kind. I'm blushing.
So anytime you want to call
for the viewers at home, listeners at home. Yes, no, I'll hit you guys up.
Yeah. I'll just send you my phone number and you can just
oh, sure. Yeah, no, cool.
Me.
The true sign of status is just like two random people who accompany you to auditions and tell the casting director, this person's good.
Absolutely. It used to be my mom and then I grew out of it. So I am looking for
was your mom like your manager?
No.
Oh, no.
No, not at all. She's absolutely
she's too chill for that.
She's super chill and she's also, yeah. I mean, she cares. Like she wants me to be successful and happy. But she was never like, it was my choice to get into it. I was never like, but mom, I want to play on the soccer ball team.
I love
the soccer ball team.
I don't, I want to, which is usually the opposite, right? It's like, dad, I don't want to play soccer. I want to be on the stage.
Oh, God.
I definitely was lucky to have parents who were really supportive but not pushy, which is, I think I'll look back on it in 30, 40 years on my deathbed, or how old will I be in 30? Not maybe 50, 60 years.
I've got
a little bit more time.
You've got a long time till you're the real Blanche Devereaux.
I'll look back on it on my deathbed and be like, ah, yes, what a lovely upbringing I had. And when I'm writing my memoir, I'll look very fondly on the way my parents treated me and my career choice.
It's not going to be a super juicy memoir from those years.
No, it won't.
Because
you
had a healthy upbringing and you didn't have like a crazed Dina Lohan.
And you know
mom.
What? It kind of sucks thinking that I won't have like these super incredible stories to tell of like strength and perseverance.
You're like, mom, I wish you had a coke problem. God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, mom, why didn't you fix me up with boyfriends?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Like an unhealthy boy band.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Like arranged relationships. You guys talked about that too on the Matt LeGrand podcast too, didn't you? You talked about like Nicki Minaj and Drake having like this faux romance.
It's like the publicity
I'm obviously a fan
stunt.
Of the show.
Relationships. Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, anyway.
Well, speaking of your parents, you know, you play this very sexual young gal on Casual. Are they as chill about that?
They're as chill as they can be.
I mean, you don't actually get that naked.
No, I don't get that naked. Not as naked as Michaela Watkins or Tommy Dewey, who play my mom and uncle, respectively. And I'm thankful to not have to take off my clothes that much because the character I play is a teenager. So they were like, we're not going to have you gratuitously naked. We're just going to, you know, get done what needs to be done, but we don't need to like show off your tits and ass for America. My parents, I think I warned them. I pretty much Like, I think there was an episode where I masturbated in both seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I had, yeah, one in season one and one in season two. And I warned my – I was like, Mom, can you please tell Dad that there's going to be a scene in this episode that you just need to, like, tell him to close his eyes or something. Like, the actual sex with another person or, like, making out with another person or, like, you know, dry humping another person is one thing. But for some reason, the masturbating thing feels weirdly personal, which is another reason why I feel like there needs to be, like, a demystification of vaginas.
Yeah.
Because masturbating is, like, a super chill thing, and girls do it, and guys do it. And why is it such a problem that girls do it if guys joke about doing
Absolutely.
It all the time? Anyway.
Doesn't mean you want your parents to see you doing
but that's,
it on a television.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Like, I got a text from my sister and her husband, and they were like, oh, my God, I screamed out loud. Like, why? Like, why did I just see that?
Did your dad avoid the episode, or was it just, like, just know
what
you're
in
for?
I feel like Dad should not watch
No, no, no. No, I think it was just like a – just an opener to a certain scene, so it lasted like 5 to 10 seconds.
Right.
But I did have the director of the episode. Her name is Marielle Heller. She's incredible.
Shout out Marielle Heller.
She directed Diary of a Teenage Girl, which was really lovely, and it's
great
talking about young girls and sexuality. But she loves to add these little like tidbits of realness to scenes that involve sex, because sex isn't like this hot, like, you know, comfortable thing all the time. Like, it's not as smooth as it looks like in TV and film.
Yeah.
So she's like, so when you pull out the vibrator, just like what would you do? Like, okay, just like wipe it. she's like, just wipe it on the comforter as if you like. And I was like,
boy.
I know this is so weird and graphic. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it.
But it's also like absolutely true. Like, you wouldn't just like put it back in your drawer and
no,
be like, bye bye, till next time. You would absolutely. And so there were just like little
moments.
That's
what people
like
are watching
that.
The show for.
Yeah, there's just like a sense of reality to it. And I really, like, I felt gnarly doing it in the room surrounded by a bunch of like cameramen and like a boom operator standing over my shoulder.
Sure.
But also, I didn't actually do it, by the way. I don't know if that's...
Did they have to like pre-lube it so you had something to wipe off?
No. Okay. But it was actually one of those vibrators that it looked prehistoric.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was just like a white tube.
Yep.
And it had two settings. It was like... and then...
Oh, my God.
And I would always turn it the wrong way. When I was turning it off in the scene, I would always accidentally turn it to, like,
the super hyperdrive.
Yeah. And, like, our sound guys would be listening, and they could hear everything. They could hear, like, a pin drop in the distance, and so they would always laugh at me not knowing how to operate this prehistoric
dildo
vibrator.
You're a brave warrior.
I know, seriously. And I hate to wrap it up on dildos, but maybe it's the best
spot. What better way?
I think it's the best spot. I'm glad that we mostly talked about Golden Girls and vaginas and dildos.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. All day, every day.
And I'm so glad. This is
Thank
the world needs you.
So much for coming on.
Tara.
Oh, my pleasure, you guys.
Namaste.
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 OMFG.
What?
Wow.
She was just
a dream.
A dream.
And I have to say, felt like a peer.
She really did.
She ain't one of our peers.
No, but that just felt so comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like it didn't feel like I was grasping for things to think of.
Trying
to
bridge
her
the generation gap or anything. Like, she's one of us.
She is.
If I were 22, I would be so intimidated by her. I mean, she's as sweet as can be, but like,
she's so
smart.
I'm whatever I am, and I'm intimidated by her.
Absolutely.
Get it. Oh,
well, wow, what a dream.
Everyone should check out Casual on Hulu, because not only is she a bang-up actress, but it's just a really good show.
Yeah, it's a grown-up show.
Yeah, very
grown-up. A cool grown-up show.
And it's very sexual, so please be warned.
And who doesn't like that?
I love lots of sex.
Yeah.
In
I mean, unless
TV
you're
shows.
Tara's parents, maybe then you don't want to see it.
I know, they actually sound
even
like,
then, they
cool.
seem okay with it.
Yeah, I was like, oh. But I was curious about that. I kept watching these scenes, and I'm like, her poor parents.
I know. I was like cringing. I'm like, I would not live through this.
It's like, you know, I can like barely talk about anything with my dad in a
You've talked about some sexy stuff on this podcast, though, and he's probably heard it.
I have told him he's not allowed to listen to this podcast.
So he didn't hear the one that I was on with Caroline. Absolutely. Things
not.
Got sexy there.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, we were talking hand jobs.
Hand jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In seventh grade.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so
much.
Just a
quick reminder to everybody.
Thanks so much, Matt, for joining us.
Thank you for having
today.
Me. Mrs. Chang, we miss you dearly.
We so do.
Big shoes to fill.
And tell everyone where they can follow you on Twitter.
Oh, I'm on Twitter at Matt McConkie.
Yes. It's such a good one. And I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And you can follow OMFG at OMFG Pod. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
OMFG!
Hey, folks, it's me, Mark Maron. And if you love podcasts you don't want to miss, Now Hear This, a really big podcasting festival coming in October to the Los Angeles area. Come see me and lots of shows you love. More than 30 great podcasts live on 6 stages. It'll be a weekend full of laughs, storytelling, and your favorite hosts up close. You've got Earwolf favorites like Comedy Bang Bang and with special guest Lauren Lapkus, plus more great shows like Brilliant Idiots, Criminal, and The Moth. And I'm doing a special WTF as well. Do a VIP pass for meet and greets with your favorite hosts. Sit up close and reserve seating. Hang out in the VIP lounge and get more special perks as well. It all happens at Now Hear This, October 28th through the 30th in Anaheim, California, right near Los Angeles. Don't miss it. Go to NowHearThisFest.com to buy your tickets. Okay? Good. Great.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.